Welcome back, everybody. This hour, we're talking to one of the most critically acclaimed young visual artists from Africa today. Kenny Awe is a Senegalese artist whose works have been shown across the globe. She takes the heart and root of African culture, of West African cultures from Senegal, Mali, and other places in West Africa, and takes that root and creates this unbelievable modern art based on the Cubist tradition, which is really an African tradition to start with. She has an exhibit currently on display at the James E. Lewis Museum of Art on the campus of Morgan State University. And we took a walk through that exhibit with Kenny Awe and Dr. Jolly Touré, who's curator of collections at the Lewis Museum. Dr. Touré is also an expert on both traditional and contemporary African art, and we start by talking with Dr. Jolly Touré.
We're very lucky to have a great exhibition for the next 3 months of the artworks by the Senegalese-born artist Kenny Awe. This is a great exhibition that it's one of the kind. So I think that while you're at the radio and you are going to be totally enticed by what we are about to say, I'm sure you would like to come very soon and see it for yourself. So we are here with Kenny Awe. Kenny has a fabulous background. So she was born and raised in Senegal, which is in West Africa. She traveled extensively. She grew up in Senegal, and she lived a good part of her childhood in Kinshasa, mm-hmm. which is the former Zaire, Belgian, Zaire, Congo, former many things, Zaire, which is now the Democratic Republic of Congo. And so Kenny had a great exposure to art since, like me, in fact, mm-hmm. since she was very little. And she started painting and she started producing at a very, very young age. Mm-hmm. She went back then to Dakar, and she studied and graduated from the National School of Fine Arts, which is one of the finest schools in Africa. And so she graduated with a Diploma of Fine Arts, and she's been exhibiting ever since. She's very, very popular. She's very in demand. She just recently was selected at the Biennale, the Dakar Biennale, which is one of the most prestigious international art fairs. And she, I'm very, very happy to have her here, because I know that maybe in a year or two, she will be really impossible to be reached. And so it's really an honor and really, something extraordinary for us here at Morgan State to welcome her here at the museum. So
I can see from the art itself, it is explosive, and you will explode on the scene. Talk a bit. You're from Senegal,
right?
You live where now?
I live where? Here? I live in Senegal.
You live in Senegal, that's where you live.
Yes.
So why did you come to Morgan State University to bring this work?
Because of the exhibition. I'm glad for that. I just come here for the show and go back to my country. It's where I have all my inspiration, all what I need to my work. And because I'm an ambassador, I think I look like an ambassador of my culture, I bring it here to United States to let people know about what's going on to my country. And I'm like engaged artist. I'm like a militant of the human rights. So is what I try to represent in differently. Like my style is like cubist. So is the way I try to reproduce the Africanity, the African woman in their daily life, in the beauty, African too. Like you see, is Africa. I bring Africa to United States in my own view. In the museum, James E. Lewis mm-hmm. Museum of Baltimore.
What's amazing to me, I will spend mm-hmm. hours here just watching, looking at this slowly. But one of the things that strikes me is about this art is you can see that the Cubist art is... It's rooted in West Africa. It's rooted in the culture you come from. Mm-hmm. Because what we think of, when America thinks of Africa and art, I have a dear friend who has an incredible African art collection of ancient pieces. His name is Al Engelman, a lovely human being. and they're old pieces, and he has some modern, but old pieces. So when we think of art in Africa, people think of the old art. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Not of this, right? I want to talk about it.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Well, you're right. It's the beginning. It's the beginning. Because in Africa, everybody knows we are very culturally. Before, it was more animist. Animist is mean to do to have a god in representation of god about the mask that we do in wood. And we do some exorcism, some voodoo stuff, a lot of stuff. So it was the beginning of the cubist. So have some European artists, like the most famous is Picasso. Mm-hmm. He was using the form of this mask and trying to reproduce it on a style, painting style, becoming the cubist. So about that, I have to say something, because people who see my work think automatically sometime about Picasso. And I say, this is me. This is who I am. This is my tradition. This is something I'm pregnant to with my line. The line is inside me. So it's nothing about any influence to any other artist. So just to say about the tribal art, the tribal art, it was some the beginning about a spirit, African spirit. I used this line to do the representation of my human being. So, and everybody know West Africa, where I come from, Senegal, and Mauritania, Mali people usually are very tall. Mm-hmm. But very thin, not big. So the representation of someone, woman, who is big is like a beauty. And if you see my form are more round, curved, than straight.
More than straight lines.
Yeah. Right. So it's the same form that I try to represent again, like the African beauty, African form in my line. So... And subconsciously, I'm some part of the tribal art becoming inside me to the world, to the way I work. So I don't know if I
No, it was very clear. And I think that one thing I think it's important just for all of our listeners to hear, what you said about the history, is that we think of Cubism and Picasso and the Europeans as founder of that art form, when the art form was African in its origin, that they fell in love with and began to copy.
Yeah, and also, very good point of view. Also about the tribal art, what people think outside is not just what's happening in Africa. We have the National Art School. Africa is growing up so fastly. People in the TV or the media just have some bad news about Africa. I'm glad to see one day an African artist who work about something and say, no war, no news. He was talking about Africa. Because people just try to see the bad thing in Africa. It's not like that. We have so much great stuff. We have some contemporary African artists. We have the Biennale of Art. Is a great, I can say, art fair, but it's a biennale, like all the biennale you see around the world.
This is in Senegal?
It's in Senegal. It was happened last May. I was selected. I was one of the artists invited to be on the in of the biennale. So you see some collectors, some museums, some so much foundation around the world coming. That's why I say people have to go to themselves and see what's going on. Our Africa is not what people think. It's not what people think. It's growing up, and we have some great, great, great artists.
Africa is on the move. Africa is alive and kicking. And, you know, there are so many things. The cultural production is so rich. And actually, you can, you know, see in the contemporary art market, a lot of African artists are very, very much in demand. And you have a lot of art that are produced by people such as Yinka Shonibare, such as Ellen Atsui, such as Sokari Douglas Camp, and so many others that are sold for hundreds and thousands of dollars, or even more than that. It's really strong. And African contemporary art is art. The artists are from all over the continent. There are different cultures, there are different history, there are different languages, there are different different lands, and so on and so forth. But you have to think of Africa as a place with a lot of diversity. It's not one. It's a lot of cultures. It's extremely rich, and a lot of people have understood that. And for some reason, but then you have to think of something else. Who is controlling the market? Who's buying? And what is the message behind this? So who wants to hear what? And again, so there is a lot to be said, and there is a lot. I mean, I'm sure that, we'll talk again. We can invite you again in 2 years, and we'll see, and we'll be in another space, with this artist. So we are very fortunate to have her at Morgan State. And I really, really hope, even though it's, we're at the end of June now, but, the artist will be here until September. So we will have a lot of programming around our art, and the artist will be participating to lectures, different gallery talks. There will be some workshops. So there are a lot of things that will be happening, and here on campus, but also outside. We will have some. We have a partnership with the Driscoll Center at the University of Maryland, and where we will have receptions and lectures, and so. There is something that is happening. And again, you have to, I think we're inviting you here. This is not, Morgan's museum only. It is your museum. It belongs to you. So we are trying to have you come here, and the doors are open. We are actually open 6 days a week. So nobody has an excuse to say, oh, I didn't know, everything. I knew that there is a great museum in Baltimore, and that's, just the Baltimore Museum of Art. Well, guess what? We're maybe smaller and we have less funding, but we are a hell of a museum. We're a great museum. Yes. We have art from all over the world. The bulk of our collection is really African traditional art, but we have a lot of African-American art. We have some contemporary African art. We have some European art. We have some Asian art, believe it. I mean, I would love to invite you into our reserves so you will see, what we have. But it's really, it's a very, very rich, culturally, but also, more than culturally. It's a very, very rich collection here. So that's what I want to say.
I like that.
So where we are now, is it all we're looking at, this is all your art?
Yes, all is mine.
Very prolific.
Thank you.
It's amazing. Uh-huh. This is all your work.
It's all my works, right.
So
it's all my works.
Tell us a bit about, let's just look at some of the pieces and uh-huh. talk a bit about, let me ask this question. What came first?
What came first?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start here. Yes, like I say, this is a representation. Technically, I can say I use tar and acrylic. That's why you see all those texture. You can feel the texture. She's a signar. Signar is the deformation of the name Senora. Senora, before, like, the colonization. We are in the country, we was colonized by the French. And in some kind of time, the black beauty, the black woman, Senegalese woman in this time, was named Signora, and after it's coming the deformation of Signar. Mm. Signar, and everybody knows Signar. They are more in Saint-Louis in Senegal. So this is traditional clothes of my representation of Signar. Just also to let people on my country, we are on the traditional, new world, very modern, but also we have to preserve our tradition. The beauty of our tradition is what I was trying to represent here with the nguka. Nguka is a kind of coiffure, hairstyle.
Yes.
And the pipe. The pipe was a sign of beauty also. Women who have the pipe and smoking the pipe. It's not about, we know smoke is not good, but it's another concept. It was just herbal. It's not toxic.
Herbal, not natural.
Yeah. And it was the beauty to smoke the pipe. And I just have the Echarpe and the Mbarakis. All this was traditional. That's why what I trying to represent here, the signal. And also she have on the end the henna. The henna. Henna is
henna.
So, yeah.
Is henna is also a Senegalese or West African?
Yes, tradition? West African tradition. Yeah. Senegalese do it before the marriage. In the marriage is a sign of beauty. Is a sign. They have a lot of sign with the any henna have her own representation. So. You can, women can do it before marriage. You can do it when you are married or some circumstance. So just,
So, and then you have pieces like this one.
Yeah, this one also, I really appreciate. I like it also. And the title is Before the Ebola. Just why everybody know, I think, the virus of Ebola is something very actual. I do this painting just in the time the media talk about Ebola coming in Mali. Mali is in West Africa, is frontier of Senegal, very close. So Senegal was closing the frontier of Mali. Mauritania do the same thing. And that's why I say before the Ebola. Why before? Not inside the Ebola, but before. Just, we know Ebola is coming from culinary food. Guinea Forestal, they use some kind of animals for food. And this virus coming to this stuff. West Africa, principally Senegal, we are very seafood, very vegetable. We don't eat some kind of stuff. Just is an outcry for letting people know she's cooking. She's cooking. You see this is traditional kind of cook.
Yes.
She's cooking, but have someone sitting here and waiting eating something. But why she have the blue sanitary glove? Just to let people know, restez propre, restez clean.
Yeah, it's about clean. It's about being clean, and it's about taking care of oneself and thinking about the rest of the people who are being fed. These people are going into a local eatery. So Kine Ao is depicting a local eatery that is called Gargote. So those are very popular in different places throughout West Africa. So she's representing, as you can see here, the central character, the central figure is occupying the whole space. So it's not something. And look at the size of the hands.
Yes.
Look at the arms. I mean, it's huge. So she's really, focusing on really these hands that are so powerful, that are cooking, that are feeding, that are giving life, in fact. And so that's that are protecting. So it's a sign of protection. And it's not only
sensibilization also.
Yeah, and it's not only
sensibilization.
Yeah. So it's not only like about one person. Basically, it's really about. It's about the society at large,
right.
And it's about the world, basically.
Right.
Their world.
And that can be also for everybody, just not like is a sensibilization for everybody, like culinary mm-hmm. stuff in the good way.
I really am amazed by uh-huh. how much there is. How many years have you been painting now?
Well, like Diala say, I was young when I started painting, all coming when I was in Congo Kinshasa because my dad was a diplomat. So I was very shy and all time I was doing just painting, still young.
Yeah.
But I go to the National Art School in Dakar and I'm graduate still 2006. But I just do it this night and day, every time. I don't have, he's my friend. My painting is my friend, is my world, is my life.
Right.
Yeah, that's so.
One of the things I'm feeling from you, listening to you and looking at your work, and we'll look at a piece and talk about this for a moment, but you, clearly you're a human being who thinks very deeply.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so every piece of work, it seems, that you create is coming out of some depths about you. There's not just paint on a canvas. There's a story, there's something you want to say to each one of these incredible dozens and dozens of pieces that you have here.
Of course, and you say something true. And it's just I'm just emotional to hear you, but it's because it looks like you feel when I am reproducing something. I just have to tell you something. My studio is a little far to where I live, my house, but I can wake up in the middle of night and go to my studio because I have something to make born. I can say just to make born, just to give life. Give birth. It's like I'm pregnant. So if I feel to do something, if I have something to create, all is about the condition of a condition of African woman is about. Is about a feeling I want to reproduce in my canvas. And that's why I say it's like I'm pregnant and I make born, it's make life, give birth. So,
and the way you describe it even, because in some ways I think women are the cutting edge of where of the future, of leading us to a different place to be. And the way you describe so far your work is deeply as a woman. You even describe it as like giving birth, of coming, that something new and alive is coming out of you, which is something that I think is a really interesting way to describe describe your work.
And that's true. That's what is it. That's what is it. Yeah.
So. Well, can we go over here for just a moment, just see this wall over here? Uh-huh. Let's just look at this one. I'll move over, but let's start here.
Well, that was happened in a period, I don't know, in the same time, they have something look like hurt is look like ensanglanté, Edmond.
Bloody.
Yes, bloody, is strong.
The heart. Yeah. The heart is bleeding. Yeah. So she's depicting two women, one of them having a bleeding heart.
Why is the heart bleeding?
I don't know. Maybe on this period something happened. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But just, you know, I don't know. And the title, if I'm not wrong, is pain. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's pain. Just, that's what I say. I don't really need to do something beauty. Because sometimes I have an artist, they say, oh, if I do a painting, people don't gonna like, they don't gonna feel it. No, I have to do what I feel. That can be the pain, that can be the charm, the beauty, the happiness. Wherever it is, that is the pain. And it is like that. Something was happened on this period. It was in 2010. I cannot say exactly what is it, but I just make it burn. Born this
piece. That's what you felt at that moment coming. Wow.
What I feel or what I feel to someone else or what someone else feel, and I want to reproduce it, but should be me.
So let's look here for just a moment before we walk around. This grabbed me as soon as I walked in.
This painting, of course, when I'm done with this, I see that is my memorial of a friend. He was a collector, very famous in Senegal, very, very famous. He was died. And I do this painting, and for me it was a memorial of him because I can feel her face. He was look like these guys, but it's in two part. One you can see is Autopsy. The name of this is Autopsy, because in this painting I think I was just trying to do the autopsy of these guys gone, to try to open her body, her head. You see, is open here, to open it and to see what's happened, where is he, why he's gone, why. So just is an autopsy, to look inside his dead body. Is an autopsy. Is little Fred painting, if you see, but like I say, it's not just the beauty, but also is all this emotion, any emotion people can feel. That's why I try to represent. So, well.
And that's a beautiful piece.
Yes. Thank you.
I love the piece.
Thank you.
I can see there's a marriage of so much in these paintings of yours. Uh-huh. I mean, there's a marriage, as you were talking about earlier, of different African traditions and nations as well as kind of the, your modern, your take is like, what you take is modernistic, it's like the future coming out of the past. You know, it feels like there's that kind of, it's almost like it's a marriage and a highway. Do you know what I mean?
I don't understand, I'm sorry.
What I mean is, because you're coming, it looks like your paintings are coming from a place that are rooted in the peoples of West Africa, of Senegal, of Mali, Mauritania, the places of Zaire, the places you've been.
Right.
But the form and the style is like taking us to someplace new.
Yes, yes, right. Like here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. It's just to bring Africa here to the James E. Lewis Museum, and to people can feel my view about the culture, the riches of culture. And you know what? We have some small country in Africa. Africa is not just one country.
Right.
Africa is so much country. But in each small country, you can see some lot of culture, ethnical, different culture, language, different language in a small country. And this is a beauty people have to know, and this is a beauty me and all my friend of Africa have to know and have to preserve. Because like I say, Africa is not just the war. Africa have so much beauty to see, to feel. Africa right now is very modern. If you go, you can, if you're downtown my country, for example,
Dakar,
yeah. you can feel like you are in Africa, but you can see some place is very modern. Young woman, young boy trying to be modern so deeply. But no, I say no, wait a minute. Don't lost what we have. Don't lost it. I travel a lot. I swear, I travel Europe. I do United States. I do so much country. Maybe not yet Asia. But, you know, but I see what is it. Modern is good, but look what you have. I don't feel culture when I'm in the United States. I feel people are so shy. People don't talk to people. You go to the bus, you go to the metro, everybody is on the laptop. Mm. No one want to talk to no one. It's something you cannot feel it to my country. Everybody is the psychiatric of everybody. You can talk to everybody. It's no matter you know her or you don't know. Your son can play football with the son of the other one. So, you know, I bring James E. Lewis Museum, Morgan State University, Africa.
You do?
Yes.
But you just said something really important, because part of this exhibit is bringing the power and beauty of the continent, and not just the pain and sorrow of the continent.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
I'm struck by...
You have a very special technique. Can you talk about your technique? Because this is something great.
Yeah. Technically, I'm an artist who... My studio is like a laboratory. I try to get the tar, the acrylic, to mixing together. But this kind of technique is another one. I have a lot of technical. But this kind is half tar, but also all this stuff you see like corn is c'est des jets de peinture que je fais en premier plan.
Okay. It's paint jet. She's like, yeah.
Firstly, is what I do after the canvas dry. I do some jet de peinture, and after that I do the form, and it's becoming some reflection. You see some suggestion of in, yeah. You see what you see.
Yeah.
So, lot of technical.
And when you paint, you're not looking at something and painting it. You're painting it from the inside out. Do you ever use models, or are you?
No. I don't use model. I have an idea. Firstly, I have an idea, but is sure I have an idea. But like I say, every time the result is not what is something. You're surprised. I have all time surprise. It's just like I say. It's like the woman who are pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
you know you are pregnant, but you don't know your son, what he's going to look like. You don't know when you make born, how it's going to be, the color of her eyes, her cry, how he's going to cry, how he's going to work. You know, it's just like that. My painting is just like that.
Yeah. When you first discovered Kinea's paintings, how did you discover them, and what was your first thought when you saw her work?
It was overwhelming. It was overwhelming, and then I thought, would she consider? I thought, yeah. I met her 6 months ago, and that was at the gallery. It was at the gallery opening, and I just, I was overwhelmed by her work, and I felt this is something we need here. We need, you know, this type of work. It's very dynamic. You know, it talks about different things. I mean, the discourse is very, very interesting. You know, it's bridges, like modernity, past and modernity, and also future. If you take a look at a piece like this, you know, Studies 1, is that correct?
What's it called?
Yeah.
Studies 1.
Yeah, Studies 1. I mean, first of all, look at your size and look at the size of the painting. So you're not even at the middle of the painting, right? And you see, what do you see? You see two main figures. One is holding a globe in his hand, and look at the size of the hand. And the other one is holding a book, and with her head on her hand. And so, you know, I say her because the one with her head on her hand is a female, and the other one is a male, yeah. Right? So it's, you see all these curves, you know, you see all these shapes. So there is like an interplay of different volumes. And it's, everything is very flat, right? The composition is extremely fragmented. You know, you have an harmony of color. There is a rhythm here. There is some kind of poetics, you know. So there is this, a kind of, I would say, lyricism, you know, to the composition itself. So it's you have some pastel colors, you know, you have the rendering is very, very powerful. So what is it that the artist wants to say? Hmm. What does she want to say? She's focusing on the, it's the knowledge, right? It is the importance of knowledge. It is the importance of education, you know, in Africa, but more so than Africa, in the world. The male is holding the globe, as you can see, in his hand. But look, if you look at the continent and if you know the shapes of different continents, he's holding Africa.
Right.
So what is your message, Kine?
My message, thank you, Jala. Thank you. So, you know, Jala, this painting, I tell you something. When I work on it, I was thinking about the James E. Lewis, but the university.
Oh, Morgan State.
Morgan State, the student.
Okay.
I was thinking about student, the education, the study.
Right.
Studying is no way to be someone if you are not studying.
Right.
You cannot. We don't have choice. If you are young and you want, is a message.
Right.
If you are young and you want to be someone, you have to study. That's my message here. All this paper, this globe, like you say, but also because I'm Africanist, you see the globes is Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Is exactly, you're right. But she's thinking. Thinking is kind of part of studying.
Mm-hmm.
She have a book. They are talking, but all is about studying. And I do it when I was thinking about the University of James E. Lewis, Morgan State, but also university around the world, University of Africa, my people in Africa. But it was the idea.
This one, two women?
Well, two women.
Two women.
Yeah.
One veiled?
One with the, the Muslim woman use it.
Right.
Muslim woman use it.
Okay, Jal.
Hijab, yeah. Okay.
And the other woman?
She's more free, exhibitionist. And if you see the title of this painting, you can understand what I am
trying. Dialogue of opposites.
Right. Because they are opposite. Between the very exhibitionist woman to the very shy woman. So those dialogue, because it's the kind of dialogue existing in Senegal right now, the taboo of the woman who try to be modern and the other one who are very conservative and to try to be modern, but the one who try to be exhibitionist, but also she's on the taboo world, you know, have a contradiction. That's why I say the dialogue of the opposite.
So when you did this painting, I'm curious, how did you see yourself here? I'm not saying you're in the painting, but this is the dialogue between the worlds that live in West Africa very deeply, right?
Yes.
So what is it? How do you feel about it? How do you? What is it?
I feel it. Yeah. You want the truth? Is me? Is all my sisters in Africa? Some part? Sometimes. Why I say me? Because in my society, I am an actor. Because I live and I do what everybody do. But also I'm a spectator, mm-hmm. because I have the other eyes to see and feel and represent. That's what I say. We are on the world, people are modern, but we have the taboo of the society need. You want to do something like you cannot have your friend, boyfriend, and say, I want to go to live with my boyfriend. No, we don't have that. You are not married, never married. You want to leave yourself. No, it's bad, it's taboo. And so much kind of stuff. So it's the dialogue of this one who is very conservative, but also want to be inside the new world with the woman who is very exhibitionist, who try to be very exhibitionist, but who also have a contrant to so yes, is little what people is my way to represent it, the dialogue of the opposite in this society right now, what's happened, so much taboo, but it's good. And technically it was more acrylic tar, but is more free work.
Well, I think as an artist and as an African woman, you find yourself, you know, going onto different continents and traveling all the times. You know, you have always this, you know, where do I fit? You know, you always have this kind of questioning. You know, where am I? What do I want to say? How do you want? How can I say it to the people who would understand it a certain way with their conservative views, or to the other ones? You know, that are more open and more progressive, and so on and so forth. And then there are different agents, too. You know, I mean, when you're in Senegal, there are, well, westernization, modernization, and so on and so forth. And always this kind of constant interplay between tradition and modernity. And so where do you fit? Because in order for you to understand modernity, you have to know also what tradition is, and you have to embrace it. You can embrace modernity, but I think you need to know exactly who you are and where you're coming from.
So yeah. that's true.
It's a big part of the message in all this world.
Yeah, that's true. And that's why traveling is interesting, because you see the difference. That's what you can give the message after. So
you're part of some world, and yet, you know, not totally, you know, you have a foot in different worlds.
Exactly.
So
oh, yeah. This one, you know, is one of the last I do before shipping the painting. Au clair de la lune is the title. What is it in English?
Well, moonlight.
Moonlight. Just, I don't know if you see the moon somewhere.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
We have a tradition in my country, means lebon lipon, lebon lipon. Lebon lipon is mean... it's like when the electricity is gone in the middle of night, or... when you are in the village somewhere, you cannot see the light. You have the moonlight. You sit, everybody sit, and we say, lebon lipon. We're going to start a story. All this story is just to let people don't sleeping, don't be sad. But all the end of these legends is not just for fun or just for be happy, but... in the end of each legend, you have a message. That's what I was thinking to do here. That is in the moon night, and they do lebon lipon. There are three people or four people, and you see some spirit. I don't know, is spirit, or you can feel a bird here. You see, and it's like the legends, the story of the lebon lipon. So. Important what you say, and I have just to tell something, because that's why also you talk about those old people. That's why African we are respect to the old people. We say old people are the baobab of the society.
Oh, yeah.
They are the baobab.
When did they say that? Was Mpeteba, who used to say, was a very important Malian author. He wrote one day, he says, "The day an old man dies, a whole library burns."
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And what is interesting is any occasion is a good way to do the sensibilization or the education. Any occasion they have. That's why education is so kind of form. It's not just studying, also is moral. Moral, how to be with the other one, how to
interact.
Live, how to interact. So,
to respect, yeah. You know, yeah.
The older man, the youngest, to be on the car. You can have something like, you are on the bus. You see an old man or an old woman coming. You're going to stand up. No one going to say you stand up, but you stand up and you let her sitting. It's something natural you can see on my country. So just to say, education in the different way, but it's good. It's very important. It's very important.
That was Kinne Aw. Kinne Aw is a Senegalese artist whose work is now being shown all over the world, but her current exhibit is right here at Morgan State University, the James E. Lewis Museum of Art. We also heard from Dr. Jolly Torrey, curator of collections at the Lewis Museum. And Dr. Torrey is also a world-renowned expert on traditional and contemporary African art. Kinne Aw's work will be on display until September, but don't wait. Visit it. Visit jelmamuseum.org. We have to take a very brief break, but stay with us. When we come back, I'll be talking with Charles Marsh, who's the Commonwealth Professor of Religious Studies at the University of Virginia. He joins us to talk about his new book, Strange Glory, A Life of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a fascinating historical figure, a German theologian who greatly influenced people like Martin Luther King, who was taught heavily at Howard University, influenced the humanitarian Christian world, even to this day. He was a German pastor, theologian, and an anti-Hitler conspirator, who's become one of the most widely read Christian thinkers of our time.